I want to take this time to thank the praise team. They work so hard, and it is such a joy to have the Wilsons back. I know that they have gone through some valleys this year, but I'd like for you to let them know you're glad to have them. Bridget, step to the back. We love y'all. God bless you. Amen. Amen. I was out last Sunday preaching down at Reelsboro, and praise God for them just carrying right on with the music and helping the pastor out. And it's a team, because really the pastors cannot do it. It's you, the people, that have a mind to work. That's what happened in the book of Nehemiah. The Lord blessed because the people had a mind to work. And I believe that I was sitting on that front row, and this word just kind of came to my spirit, and I really believe the best is yet to come. Amen? I want you to turn around and tell somebody, the best is yet to come. Amen? And Sister Kathy Lewis, Sister Kathy Lewis this morning did an outstanding job with the Quilts of Valor. Amen. Praise God. I wish now I'd have joined the Army. I'd have never made it in the Marines, for sure. But I wish now I would have joined something, and just so I could have got that quilt there. But I'm in the Lord's Army. Amen. Because I'm cold-natured. I'm telling you, I am cold right now. I could use a blanket. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not too kidding, but I'm just cold-natured. I always like to be warm. And God is good. Amen. Praise God. And I just do thank the praise team. They come and practice, and we're going to put together a Christmas musical for you in a few weeks. So we're getting excited about that. And so this is Veterans Day was yesterday. And I remember in 2004 when Bush and Kerry were at each other for the presidency. And they were talking about Bush was getting out because his dad was, you know, George Bush was his dad, knew connections and got him out, and turned out to be fake news. That's right. It did. Back Dan Rather got fired because of fake news. But also John Kerry, they were talking about the Swift Boat vets and how that he threw his medals away. And so really in the election of 2004, you really were trying to decide which one of the two was a good soldier. And you know what? I think that's a thing that we ought to talk about, and what the pastor preached this morning. I just want to springboard and talk to you tonight about the marks of a good soldier. So I want you to stand 10 hut. All righty. And turn to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 through 4. Marks of a good soldier. Oh, if you're glad to be here tonight, say amen. Thank you for your prayers last week. What was supposed to be homecoming turned out to be a building dedication along with the homecoming. And I walked in the back of the church, and Jim Forehand comes striding in, and Maurice Phelps comes striding in. And both of those men pastored our two largest churches except for Northwood Temple. They were number two and number three about 10, 15 years ago, or 20 years ago, really. And Norris Hubbard was there, and I was scared to death, I promise you, preaching in front of those guys there. But the Lord blessed, and you prayed. Amen. And we're just so thrilled with what the Lord is doing. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. If you're there, say amen. Amen. Read it out loud with me. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a what now? As a of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a good soldier. Say those three words, a good soldier. Father, tonight, anoint your servant to preach the word. We'll give you the praise for all that you're going to do in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Turn around and tell somebody you're blessed and highly favored tonight. Amen. Can we give the Lord a hand of praise one more time tonight? Amen. Father, we praise you tonight. We praise you tonight. In 1946, the Baptist had a magazine, and in that magazine, they reported on their two top greatest evangelists. One was by the name of Chuck Templeton, who at that time in 1946 was in his mid-20s. And they also mentioned in that magazine a man by the name of Bron Clifford, who was also in his mid-20s. In fact, they called Templeton the next Babe Ruth of evangelism. At the age of 25, he was having the largest crowds of anyone in the Baptist movement. He was having more converts than any preacher at that time. The next man mentioned was Bron Clifford, who they believed to be on the same level as the other man, not quite to the extent. What's interesting is also in 1946, there was another evangelist who was unnamed in that magazine, who was beginning to hold revivals all over America, but he was not mentioned in that magazine. His name was Billy Graham. Let me tell you how this played out. In 1950, the next Babe Ruth of evangelism left the ministry to go for TV and radio entertainment and became an atheist and a skeptic. If you'll see the movie by the name of Billy, you'll actually see his character portrayed in that movie. In 1954, Bron Clifford, who was a rising evangelist of the 40s, died at the age of 35 due to drinking and because of disease. He lost his family. He lost all that he had. Two men that were soldiers for the Lord Jesus Christ. But in the end, they fell by the wayside. But there was one man who made a vow that he would surround himself with people. He would never cheat on his wife. That he would take TV out of his hotel room in order to ensure he would not be tempted to watch things he should not watch. I would submit to you tonight that Billy Graham turned out, who just turned 99 years of age, born about 2 months after my great-grandmother in the same year, 1918. And I want you to know that Billy Graham turned out, was and is a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many of you tonight want to be a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ? You see, the Bible mentions over and over that as Christians, we are recruited to the Lord's army. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and 12, you don't have to turn there. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called and hast made a good profession before many witnesses. Ephesians 6 and 11 says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Matthew 16 and 18. Wherefore I say you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And Pastor said it this morning, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. I want you to stand up right now all over this building. I want you to raise your hand and say, I'm a good soldier. I'm in the Lord's army. I'm not going back. I'm going all the way. I'm marching to Zion. I'm going to keep my rank. I'm going to salute the commander-in-chief. And we're on the winning side. The war has already been won. And we're going to see it through. Come on and give him praise. Give him a shout of victory tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. I'm a good soldier tonight. Turn around and tell somebody, I'm a good soldier in the Lord's army. Amen. So what marks a good soldier? First of all, in our text tonight, a good soldier, oh, you're not going to shout at this, but a good soldier suffers. A good soldier suffers. Now look at verse number 3. Look again at verse number 3. What did the scripture say? Endure hardness as a what? So that means a good soldier going to have to endure some things. I didn't think you'd say amen there either, so don't worry about it. So I wasn't surprised when everybody got silent. Oh, it's not always going to be easy being a good soldier. Man, when you're at work and somebody goes crazy and you got to sit there and pray, you don't have 3 hours to pray and fast. You got to make a quick decision. Am I going to give them a piece of my mind or am I going to act like a good soldier of the Lord? Amen, somebody. Come on, help me. It's not easy. And you know, being a soldier, it's not all fun and games. Our pastor pointed that out very graphically this morning. Amen. You see, we've got it too easy as Americans. We really don't know what it costs to be a Christian. You see, many Christians around the world are being persecuted. And yet, while Christians around the world in the 1040 window of Islam, while they're paying for their, and in China, while they're paying a high cost to be a soldier, many of us find it difficult to fast one meal. Many of us, if somebody criticizes us, it just gives us a bad day for 3 days. I'm telling you, we are soldiers. And it's not always going to be easy. A good soldier knows what it is to suffer and does so because our Lord suffered. Let me tell you, Moses suffered with the people of God. Jeremiah was thrown into the muck and the mire for preaching them. They cut Isaiah in two. Peter was crucified upside down. Paul said, are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers? I speak as a fool. I am more. He goes on to say, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths often. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils by the city, in perils in the wilderness, in the sea, and among false brethren. You know, he mentions beasts and animals, and he throws in there false people. Come on now. In weariness, in painfulness, in watchings, in hunger. I was thirsty, times I was cold and didn't have enough clothes to wear hardly for the temperature. But beside all these things that are without, that cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak and I'm not weak? Who is offended and I burn not? Let me tell you, Paul was just trying to tell you, it's not always going to be easy, but a good soldier will endure hardness for the Lord Jesus Christ, because God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. You know, the worst suffering I think I've ever had to do is when I had to go on the camp out with the Royal Rangers. I'm telling you, it was a sacrifice. Man, I got me a mattress to blow up because I could not sleep on that bag you zip? Is a sleeping bag. My goodness. And I a tent, I couldn't even stand up in it. So I went and found me a tent that had 3 rooms and a big room. And I put an air conditioner in the window. No, I'm just kidding. But when I get in a tent like that, I'll be all good soldier and go out there and camp. But listen, I'm just trying to put it to you in a nice way. We really don't have it that hard. But Will we be willing to suffer if I believe some days are heading and I can look across the horizon and the radical gay agenda is going to try to, through persecution, they're going to say that we're persecuted. Their goal is to shut down any church or any business that will not cater to their sinful lifestyle. Then we're going to find out who's really in it to win it. Brother and sister, we got to get ready because we haven't even started the battle yet. We're still getting all upset in training camp. Brother, it's time to suit up. It's time to get ready. It's time to pull your scriptures and your sword. It's time to put on the whole armor of God. Get ready because God is up to something. But we are the church and we are the army and we may have to suffer some persecution, but that's all right. We're going to be a good soldier because we've already won the war. You see, nothing we enjoy in life comes without pain and suffering and sacrifice. I said nothing that we enjoy in life comes without pain, suffering, and sacrifice. Yes, we're blessed, but the blessing is beyond the pain, not despite the pain. Can I get a witness out there? I mean, when you're pastoring a church, there's pain. When you're raising children, there's pain. Mothers, when you have children, there's pain. Come on, but you enjoy that little kid, don't you? Amen. Acts chapter 15 and verse 26 talks about, if you'll go there to Acts 15 and 26, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Henry Martin, the great missionary, after a long and difficult life of Jesus Christ, served in India. He announced he was going to go to Persia, which is Iran. This is something many years ago, 100 years ago. God had laid it upon his heart to translate the New Testament and the Psalms into the Persian language. By then, he was an old man. People told Henry Martin that if he stayed in India, he would die from heat. And that if he went to Persia, it was hotter than India. But he went nonetheless. There he studied the Persian language and he translated the entire New Testament and Psalms in 9 months. Then he learned that he couldn't print or circulate the translation until he received the Shah's permission. He traveled 600 miles to Tehran. There he was denied permission to see the Shah. He turned around and made a 400-mile trip to find the British ambassador, who gave him the proper letters of introduction and sent him back 400 miles to Tehran. This was in 1812, 200 years ago, I'm sorry. And Henry Martin made the whole trip on the back of a mule, traveling at night, resting by day, protected from the sweltering desert sun by nothing but a strip of canvas. He finally arrived back in Tehran, was received by the Shah, and secured permission for the scriptures to be printed and circulated in Persia. 10 days later, he died. But shortly before his death, he wrote in his diary, "I sat in the orchard, and though with sweet comfort and peace of my God, in solitude, he is my company, my friend, and my comforter." Can you just praise him? Sound like old Henry Martin was a good soldier. Hallelujah, shouting on the streets of glory. Because let me tell you about suffering. It is temporary. The pastor said it this morning. This is what you're going to be when you get through boot camp. Brother and sister, this is boot camp. Listen, he bottles every tear. Every crucifixion on Friday is a resurrection on Sunday. Every battle fought is another crown that you're going to wear. You're not just suffering to suffer. Listen, go to 2 Timothy 2 and 12. Good soldiers, listen to me. Be not weary in well doing, because if we suffer, we shall reign with him. Victory's coming. We've got it now, but we're going to experience it then. Be a good soldier. Don't yield to the things of this world. I'm going to talk about that in point two. So number one, a good soldier suffers. So when you wake up tomorrow and you stump your foot on your way to your warm, hot bath, and you think I've had a bad day already, just remember, it could be a lot worse. Amen. And a good soldier suffers, but God rewards the suffering. Somebody say hallelujah. Number two, another mark of a good soldier is not only do they suffer, but they separate. They separate. They're separate. Look at verse 4. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. Now, a good soldier is marked by his separation from normal life. Turn around and tell somebody, you're not normal. You've been wanting to tell them that for all service, I know. Some of you got really blessed by telling your neighbor, you're not normal. Amen. Now, if it's your spouse, we do marriage counseling for free here. Amen. A soldier in active service. He does not have a 9-to-5 job or 60-to-70-hour work week. Let me tell you, when a soldier is in active service, they are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on duty. His body, his health, his skills, his time belongs to the military. Even when on leave, as the pastor said, he is subject to recall at any time without notice and for any reason. And wherever ordered into dangerous duty, he is expected to put his life on the line without question or hesitation. As a good soldier, we are also separated, not in of the world or from the world, but we're separated in the world. Certain things that we don't do. Why? Because I'm a good soldier. And I don't want to get entangled. Everybody say the word entangled. You got to watch the World Wide Web. You got to be careful what websites you go to, young people and older people as well. And you got to be careful what you put on Facebook and what you read on Facebook. Listen, Facebook, be a Christian and be a good soldier on Facebook. If you can't be positive, if you can't bring glory to God, then don't send it and don't post it in the name of Jesus. Woo-hoo. Certain things we don't do, certain places we don't go. We separate ourselves from sinful habits. Sinful habits. We separate ourselves from drugs, alcohol. Well, it's not a sin to drink, but I'm a good soldier. And Pastor Jerry, could you drink while you were on duty? You weren't supposed to. And Pastor Jerry, are we ever as Christians off duty? So should we ever drink as a Christian? I didn't hear you out there. Booze it, you lose it. Really, I'm being serious. We got a lot of preachers. And I hope some of them are watching. And I'm 46 years old. A lot of them my age and younger. Oh, well, we can drink. That's an old rule from the church. No, it's an old rule from the Bible. Come on. Well, the Bible says drink a little wine. There you throw when Jesus turned to wine. Let me tell you, a good soldier doesn't drink on duty. So as long as we're on duty, then you just drink Coca-Cola. Can I get a witness? And you drink what? But do not stay away from drugs. Stay away from alcohol. Stay away from, sometimes you got to stay away from certain people. As a good soldier, you can't be around people that's going to drag you down. People that want to pull you away from church. People that want to talk about the pastor. People that want to, oh yeah, I said that. People who want to, you know, stir up things. And people that want to keep that. Listen, you know, you got to, people say, well, I had a lady in my church one time, another church. I don't understand why they call me and tell me all these problems. Because you listen to it. Tell somebody you're not normal. Amen. You're not normal. We're not normal. We're exceptional. Amen. Praise God. We separate ourselves from unforgiveness. Forgive people, folks. Just forgive them. Just forgive them. And I'll tell you what, I used to preach that. When I started working a job out in the real world, I had to learn, am I going to just preach it or am I going to do it? And I'm going to tell you, it ain't easy. And it is tough out there, but I just make up my mind, I'm a good soldier, and I'd rather be a witness than, you know, to be vindicated, because I know God will vindicate me at the right time. Can you say amen? Praise God. Amen. A good soldier. We separate. We don't have time for petty fights. I'm telling you, churches get bogged down with petty, in-squabbling, little bitty, turf wars, fights. And I'm not talking about Westmoreland. I'm talking about any church, anywhere. I'm just telling you, it's just the nature. The devil, he really likes it. Well, this one didn't like that, and this one didn't like that, and this one said this, and that one said that. We don't have time, folks. Listen, the devil is stealing your children while you're worried about what color the carpet is. Amen. We got drugs at our gates of our city. We've got the radical gays who we love everybody, but that agenda from the radical, they're rising up and taking the minds of our young people while we're squabbling about who's this and who's that, and this one didn't get this. And listen, friend, I understand we have valid concerns, but we're a good soldier. My goodness, snap to it. Come and do it for Jesus. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what people say. Just do what you're supposed to do. Do it as a good soldier. Report for duty and say, I'm here to serve and be a blessing. And if somebody doesn't do it right, I'll forgive them if they hurt me, because I'm not going to get entangled up in this world. I don't have time for a petty fight. Well, I've been at Best Buy when a couple of employees will get arguing in front of the customer. And one of them did that the other day. I pulled him to the side. I said, son, I said, listen, you got a valid complaint, but don't argue in front of the customer. When it comes to the customer, just be smart, because if we get a bad score, it's going to hurt all of us. Listen, we don't need to fight. Come on. We ain't got time for hello. Amen. My goodness. Fight not every fight, but fight the good fight, which means there's some bad fights. Amen. I mean, some fights I don't need to get into. Amen. There's some things that we just don't need to get in the drama, mama. Can I get a witness out there? We just need to focus on the devil and know that our enemy is not flesh and blood, but it's the devil trying to destroy every church from every city, but we're good soldiers and we are going to fight for the Lord. Can you say amen? You remember that story? He said, a man said, I'll follow you, but first let me say goodbye to those at home. You remember that guy? But Jesus said, no man putting his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. You're not going to be a good soldier. In fact, one man said, let me first go and bury my father. And Jesus looked at him and said, let the dead bury their dead. Boy, that didn't sound very pastoral, did it? But you missed it. And I missed it. For a long time I missed it. Until I realized what was going on. He didn't say, let me go bury my father. He said, let me first go bury my father. Did y'all catch it? Two words. Let me first. That was the problem. One bearing his daddy was the problem. It's me first. A good soldier is not daddy. Brother Jerry, can't you vouch for this? It is absolutely not me first. What if you had gone to sleep that first night in the barracks and you told the commandant or whoever, it's too cold in here. What kind of reception would you have gotten there? Probably, well, really? We'll make it colder. That's just the way those army guys to make you. Are y'all here? Oh, hallelujah, friend. It's not me first. A good soldier, it's others. It's preferring one another. Amen. A good soldier. Jesus speaks of the seed that one fell among a certain place and thorns came up and choked it out. And what was those thorns? It was the cares of this life. And friend, I know we've got to care for, we got a job to work, we got a family to support. And I promise you, listen to me very carefully with a lot of love and understanding that we need quality time together. But I am afraid that we are now in a generation where everything else comes before the things of the Lord. Can I get a witness out here? I'm not saying everything is wrong. I'm not saying that at all. I am not a cult. This is not a cult. This is not some kind of thing. This is not. But let me tell you, we got to be good soldiers of the Lord. We got to be focused on the things of the Lord. We can't let the cares of this life. Sometimes our prosperity can entangle us and make us not be a good soldier of the Lord. Amen, somebody. Sometimes our hurts. Sometimes if the devil can't make us backslide, he'll speed us up and other things. And I don't know what it is. It could be some hobby. It could be whatever. I'm not here to pinpoint stuff. It's irrelevant what the stuff is. Just be careful that your focus is on serving the Lord, serving God through ministry, keeping that priority, because people are dying and going to hell, and making sure that, and then there's time for other things, absolutely. But I'm going to tell you tonight boldly, but with love, let's not be choked by the things of this world. Let's not say it's me first. Let us give all. Then Paul said this. He said, I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, in order that I may finish my course and the ministry which I received of the Lord. He said, I count not my life as dear. What is dear to me is that I may finish what the Lord has called me to do. I press toward the mark, the prize of the high calling. A good soldier suffers, and a good soldier separates. Is anybody out here tonight want to sign up for the Lord's army? Give him a hand of praise here tonight. And then finally tonight, a good soldier serves. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. That he may please him. If you're there, say amen. 2 Timothy 2 and 4. Amen. That he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Does anybody know what the term armchair quarterback is? Does anybody know what that means? Raise your hand if you do. All right, raise your hand if you don't. Okay, let me explain to you what an armchair quarterback is. Okay, everybody knows what a chair is, right? Everybody knows what a quarterback is, right? All right, so think of those two. A quarterback is the guy who has got the ball, and about seven 250-pound men are out to kill him. And hopefully he's got some guys who are taking those men out. But a lot of times, those guys get taken out themselves. And so here he is. He's got to get the ball down yonder. But he's under pressure. And so he's got these, and he can't take 30 minutes. He's got to do it in 0.3 seconds. And so he gets that ball, and those men come after him, and he looks, and he throws that ball. Now let's go to the chair. So I'm at home. I'm going to preach tonight. Glory to God. I'm at home watching this on television. My leg is folded. And I'm watching the quarterback, and my arm is on the chair. And the quarterback makes a dumb move. So I get up, and I say to the quarterback, quarterback, why did you do that? You should have thrown to this guy down here. So do you know what that makes me now, church? An armchair quarterback. Woo! Has everybody got that? In other words, it's easy when you're in the chair sitting in your living room with a bag of Doritos and a Coca-Cola. It's easy for you to say how things are to go and how it ought to be. But you get out there on that field and you get about 7 250-pound men after you with ugly faces, brother, and it might change your tune just a little bit. Brother and sister, let me tell you something. We don't need to be armchair quarterbacks. God wants us to be in the fight. He wants us to be in the field. He wants us to take on those devils. Quit criticizing everybody and start getting into the fight and serve the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Old Tony Romo, I armchair quarterbacked him for 11 years. I'm telling you, and it didn't do any good. I went to his locker in Dallas, in Arlington, Texas, got on my knees in front of his locker, and I prayed, God anoint him. And the next season, they went to one game away from the NFC Championship. And then the next season, he got injured, and now he's gone. Oh, help me, Jesus. But friend, we don't need to be on the sidelines. We don't need to be in the chair with a bag of Doritos. We need to be into the game. And we need to take on responsibility. And we need to say the lives of these children are important and their souls. And so I'm going to be in the game, Pastor. I'm going to stand up. And in fact, one politician, you know, they used to talk about, well, we're going to fight a war. And we used to have one president. He said, yeah, we'll fight the war. And all he did was send planes over and drop a few bombs. And he got out there, and I ain't going to call his name. He got out there and it's like, well, we went out there and really took it to the enemy. Well, all he did was fly a plane and drop a bomb. But let me tell you, when we're serious, we don't just fly a plane and drop a bomb. When we get serious, what is the term? We put, say it, Sister First Lady. I know I'm on live stream. Amen. Put your boot on the ground. Stand up with me tonight. Put your boot on the ground. Hallelujah. I'm not just going to, well, you take care of that. Well, I don't want to get involved. No, sir. We need boots on the ground. We need to serve the Lord. We need to be show up and show off for the Lord. We need to be present and accounted for. We need to serve this church, serve this generation. We need some good soldiers and some boots on the ground. Stop the devil while you're at it. Listen to those boots on the ground. While you're standing. Brother Clark, come. Hallelujah, because I'm going to just close. Let me tell you, we need some good soldiers to serve. The Bible says David served his generation. And by the will of God. David, think of David, 17 years of age. And Brother Clark, I'll let you know when to play, and thank you very much. But think of David, 17 years old. Young people, you can serve God at 17, at 12. Didn't you just turn 12? Can a 12-year-old serve the Lord and make a difference for God? Can they? Who is the oldest person in this building tonight that would like to admit it? Brother Tedder, you've been drafted as the oldest person. How old are you, my brother? Is there anybody older than 88? Brother Elam? Okay. Now, Brother Elam, don't get entangled into a petty fight right there. Amen. Praise God. 88 from 12. Is anybody younger than 12? Have I got? Now, I'm not talking about a little baby. I know we got a little baby here, but who? Ryland, all right, son, he's got a Chargers t-shirt on, and his quarterback is Philip Rivers. Hallelujah, somebody. Philip Rivers is a man of God. He loves the Lord. He's a Christian. He served it, played at NC State now, and then he went to San Diego. Let's pray for him and get to the big game. Amen. As long as he's not playing Dallas, my brother. Amen. But I just felt the anointing lift for some reason. I don't know why. But friend, I'm here to tell you, David was just a teenager. Joseph was just a teenager. Joshua, he looked and said, I'm not going to let this book of the law depart from my mouth, but I'm going to meditate into that war manual day and night, and I'm going to prosper and have good success. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua was a good soldier of the Lord. David was a good soldier. He said, is there not a cause? You come to me in spear and sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. Don't give me Saul's armor. I've got the armor of the Lord, the helmet of salvation. Praise God. The breastplate of Jehovah sitting in the community of righteousness. The feet shod with the prayer. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, let me tell you, Paul was a good soldier. He said, and we read his scripture, he told Timothy, you be a good soldier. Paul, were you a good soldier? When he got to dying, he said these words, I have fought a good fight. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. He looked at that crowd and said, none of these things move me. I am a good soldier of the Lord. Come on and give him praise tonight. A good soldier serves. And I'll tell you, the greatest soldier of all was Jesus Christ. Did you know one of the names of God is the Lord of hosts? Did you know that God is a fighter? He is the commander in chief. Hallelujah. And he didn't come to take sides. Brother, when he comes to fight, he comes to take over. Now, why are you fighting your own battle anyway? Let the Lord fight. Yeah, you gotta throw a punch. But let me tell you, I think about Pee Wee Herman, and then I think about like Muhammad Ali, and you may feel like Pee Wee Herman. Some of you don't know that guy. He's a real small guy. It was about 100 pounds. But let me tell you, if God will get behind it, he can give you the knockout punch. Amen. Oh, let me tell you what, woman, and I'm done. And I want to ask you a question tonight. Are you a good soldier? Do you want to be a good soldier? Amen. This sums it up. Brother Clark, get ready to play. A young man wrote this. I leave it with you tonight. Veterans Day, Quilts of Valor, soldiering, the army of the Lord, the battles that we face, the victory we are ensured. Hey, we are going to win. Amen. We are going to win. You know, I kind of think of the devil like Kim Jong-un. You know who Kim Jong-un is? That little bitty fella from North Korea, he looks like the devil. Donald Trump could take him out in 3 milliseconds. All you got to do is press one little button, boom, Kim Jong-un is gone. Am I not telling the truth? That's like the devil, folks. Think of the devil like Kim Jong-un. We make him to be some powerful thing, and he is in his own world. And if we let him be, and he can bully some people. But friend, my God has the devil under control. Hallelujah. I am more than a conqueror. I'm a good soldier because of the greatest soldier. I'm part of the fellowship of the unashamed. The die has been cast. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple or a soldier of his. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense. My future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tamed visions, mundane talking, cheap living, and dwarfed goals. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotion, plaudits, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, topped, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on his presence, walk by patience, lifted by prayer, and I labor by power. My face is set, my gait is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions few, but my guide is reliable. My mission is clear. This is not Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible, I promise you. My mission is clear. I thought I'd throw that in. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, or lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of the adversary, or negotiate at the table of the enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity, or meander in the maze of mediocrity. I won't give up. shut up, or let up until I have stayed up, stored up, prayed up, paid up, and preached up for the cause of Jesus Christ. I am a soldier of Jesus. I must go till he comes. I must give till I drop. Preach all I know, work till he stops me, and when he comes for his own, he won't have any problem recognizing me. My banner will be clear. Lift your hand, good soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm going all the way. Hallelujah, somebody. Everybody that's 40 and younger, and if you want to be a good soldier, come and join me first. 40 and under. Come on, good soldiers.
Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord.
Come on the battlefield.
I promise him that I
come on.
Service to my God. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Now I'm on the battlefield.
All right.
For my Lord.
If you're 88 and younger,
yes, I'm on
come on
the
now.
Battlefield for Veterans Day. I was alone and I knew I was a sinner too. I heard
a good soldier. pray a blessing and favor. Hallelujah. This is a soul check.